Connie Latimer, City Administrator.
All right, Connie, I see that you guys have your council meeting coming up tonight. On it, there is, under ordinances, accept budget for the 2014-2015 years.
Yes.
What are those numbers looking like?
They're ugly. They are terribly ugly. We are looking at a deficit of around $500,000. That's with, if we leave, you know, everything in there like we should do it. Now, of course, you know, if the money's not there, we won't be able to do it. But our street program this year is at $600,000. And then our workers' comp premium is still awfully high because you have 3 years that reflect that. So even though we've managed to bring our claims way down this past year and are already working on another good year, then it just still is we're still suffering from what happened several years back. So it's just not it's not very pretty. I think the exact numbers on it are $536,857 in the red. So it's not good, but you know, it just is what it is. I think I mentioned at the last meeting that you know, there's no point in trying to sugarcoat it. I mean, if we do what we if we do the things we need to do, this is what our budget looks like. The bad part about that is it there is no room in there or no figures in there for any demolitions of any kind or any lawn mowing that we've been having to do so much of. You know, there's just no figures, no money in there for that. So I don't know what we'll do on that side of the table.
So do you have anything, any perspectives that you're looking at to try and get that turned around? Any grants for help for the city? Anything?
Well, we hope so. We don't, you know, you never know. There's always money for specific projects, and so it depends on if we can find anything anywhere. You know, that's the, because everybody's looking for the same thing. I mean, I think all cities are. They may not be in that sort of shape, not to that extent, but most of them are if they're honest about it. we're all kind of suffering from the same thing, I think.
Yeah, money's tough anymore.
It is. It sure is.
Another issue that we have under ordinances is setting the tax levy.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about that?
Well, that comes from the state, and so we do whatever they tell us. You know, it's 65.6 cents on a $100 valuation. It is that is for the general fund, and then it's 28 cents on a $100 valuation for the park. So, and then it's 0.04 cents on $100 valuation for the band, and 0.1684 per $100 valuation for the library fund. So that's all been set. That gets set by the state. We didn't do an ordinance, but we did have a hearing back in the middle of August, a public hearing for the setting of the tax, the levy. But we didn't. I mean, they voted to do it based on this last year's figures, but then this is the one that actually comes from the state. So this is the one that we will use.
Okay. All right, is there anything else going on at tonight's meeting that is of importance that you would like listeners to know about?
We have the contract between us and the community chorus and with the Philharmonic. Because we pay a community chorus, we contract with them for $4,000, and on the Philharmonic, we contract with them for $6,000. So that's how they get their funds to operate on.
Okay.
That's part of the way. Then they get donations too, but part of it comes from the city. So those contracts are on there tonight, and then just regular, you know, department reports. I don't know that there's that much, but you know, it's just like I mentioned that to a lady here not long ago. Actually, you know, I said she was talking about all the things that the city needed to do, and I said, you know, it's just a matter of money, I said, aren't you retired? And she said, yes. And I said, your income stays the same? And she said, yes. And I said, but your expenses go up? And she said, yes. And I said, well, let's just say the city's retired, because that's what happens to us, too. You know, it happens to, and I don't think people ever stop to think about that, but, you know, like when utilities goes up, if your utilities go up, ours goes up. We pay utilities. You know, I think they think that we don't because we're city, but that's not true. You know, anything like that, anything that a household has that goes up, ours goes up right along with it, except on a bigger scale. So it's just, you know, sometimes you just have to kind of put it in a different perspective. But we'll deal with it, and you know, we'll do the best we can with what we've got, and hope it turns itself around.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for talking with me.